The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, nerds. Welcome back. We're talking Blake's Book Club, Chapter 17, Monsters Rising. You know, I keep doing this in my office, which is actually kind of nice. I get some privacy when I don't have the distraction of talking in the car. You know, it's actually not that bad. I like it. Anyway, we're talking Chapter 17, Monsters Rising. And I am so glad, so glad this was not used in the show. I like the idea of Claire and Brianna and Roger going to Loch Ness and relaxing in the sun, and after all of that hard research, and there's even this cute moment of being like, oh, like, wow, that's what the sun looks like, you know, and Roger kind of making fun of the two girls being like, oh, you guys wouldn't be really good researchers, would you? And I kind of feel that. Roger is a lot more of a person in the book than he is the show. And it's funny because, you know, since they don't use this in the show, I think they use their time trying to get Roger and Bree together on their own to give them some kind of uniform relationship. And I don't know. I don't know what works better. I know I did just say that Roger is a much more of a person in the book. He is. And it's because of the, I think it's because of those little things that are showing up, like, wow, you wouldn't be that good of a researcher. I only say that because, like Roger, I get lost. And going outside, eating, all those things, they don't matter to me when I'm in the middle of something. I get laser-focused. Everything else in the world just disappears. I don't know if that's a history thing. I don't know if that's a researcher thing. I don't know if that's just a personality quirk that I have. But everything, when I'm in the middle of something, disappears until I'm done. And it needs to be done to perfection, right? So I relate to that. But I don't know what's better. Getting this kind of interaction with Roger, or sending Roger and Bree off to do their own thing and getting more of a relationship out of them. I don't think the show was very successful in creating a relationship for Roger and Bree. I actually still think they're struggling to do that to the degree that it needs to be done. Though season 5 was better than previous seasons. But on the other hand, the show just doesn't have enough time to dedicate this kind of story to Claire and Brianna and Roger just going off to Loch Ness and talking about why the Loch Ness monster is always a different monster, right? The show just doesn't have that time. So I'm glad that it wasn't, because, and like, here's another thing too. The show never delved into the monster at the Loch to begin with, right? Because there is that one scene, I think, if I remember correctly, in Outlander, where Claire sees the monster, or she thinks she sees one or something, and in this chapter she deduces that there must be portals underneath the water at the Loch, and that's why it's always a different animal, or it's always a different subject or a different monster, because it's always different animals or monsters coming in from different times. And that's why it's sometimes there, sometimes not, sometimes different sizes, different looks. And it's a cute little, you know, segue, I suppose. It's a cute little in-story, in-universe explanation for the Loch Ness Monster.